You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. All right. That was Morning Coup with their song Master from a couple of years back. I saw Morning Coup at the Toast Collective last Saturday night. They were great, or she was great. It was one person, but I hear sometimes it's a band. Part of a Music Waste fundraiser, good cause, and Music Waste passes are on sale now, just $15. One tenth the price of a Levitation Fest pass. It's going to be happening the first week and in June 5th to 7th or so. And should be fun as always. And that fundraiser was great. Adrian Teacher played. I saw Cal Larissa played. Dan from Peace did a set. Burnside did a set. And I heard Morning Coup for the first time, and it was great. So happy to play that song, Master. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. A couple of years back, I had a musician from Toronto named Jennifer Castle on the show, and she's a lovely performer. It was very nice to have her here, and she's coming back to town, so I thought I'd play a song off of her recent record. She's going to be playing at the Electric Media Club at the Media Club downtown with Louise Burns and Darcy Hancock of Lady Hawk. We're going to hear the song Truth is the Freshest Fruit from the album Pink City, released late last year. This is Jennifer Castle. Here we go.
Golden Gates, San Francisco, let your yellow hair down. Can I climb your string at your feet, lay my gun? I can't shake the morning, come one way or another, come into my room like a mother in mourning. Don't let the shell come between us. Truth is the freshest.
back by the sobering answers. Wish I had a question so that you would answer me. Please, we don't need to scream or so a higher value. Likely acting drunk in the tickle of daybreak. There's so much more than even the paint stick. Give me time, but dotted line are both clear. And I see change as a finer approach. The jacket's soaked.
Sunday, May 10th, the Main Street Vinyl Fair. Over 50,000 records. With vinyl spinning DJs, the Knights of the Turntable. One table per vendor means only the best stuff at the best prices. Discover rare records and stock up on bargain classics. In support of CITR 101.9 FM, Safe Amp, and Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. Sunday, May 10th at the Heritage Hall.
Have you received your Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite voting package? If you didn't receive your voting package and you would like one mailed to you, simply call Elections BC at 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. Or go online at elections.bc.ca/OVR to register or update your voter information and ask for a voting package to be mailed to you. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
And please vote yes.
When the sun shines, the birds sing as she walks along the shores, James Bay. Flies high in the sky over the horizon. James Bay.
All right. That was Lloyd Chichu from a new compilation, relatively new compilation out called Native North America. And it's fantastic. I highly recommend it. I know Audiopile just got a bunch more copies in because it was sold out for a while. And that was the song James Bay. Before that, we heard Quaker Parents from the Maritimes. I'm not sure exactly where. From the album, or from the cassette, Ode to Sleeping Brain. That was the song Tact of Animals. And at the top there, we heard Jennifer Castle from the newish album Pink City, the song Truth is the Freshest Fruit. And a reminder that CITR is located on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. So that's something I meant to mention at the beginning of the show, but neglected to do. So I'm mentioning it now. Doxa is the documentary film festival here in town, and we're right in the throes of it. It's right in the middle of it. I think it started a week and a half ago, and it goes until Sunday night. And one of the films that I wish that I had made it to, that I didn't, but that people who did raved about, if that makes sense, is a film about the Cambodian rock and roll scene in the 50s and 60s, before the Khmer Rouge came in, and really that country was very, very different after that. But the documentary, it's called Don't Think I've Forgotten, and by the sounds of it, it's a crackerjack documentary. Very good, and the soundtrack is excellent as well. So you can find it online. It's put out by a group called Dust to Digital, and we're going to hear a song off of this great soundtrack about Cambodia's lost rock and roll. This is the song BCK. It's by Baxi Sham Krong, and here we go.
Thank you.
right, that was Montreal's Nancy Pants with the song I Didn't Say. From the album Total Nancy Pants. And they are Total Nancy Pants. They really own that. Very good. Before that, we heard... I'm sorry. What did we hear? Oh, we heard Sheer Mag. That's right. We heard Sheer Mag from Philadelphia. And before that, we heard Tough Age from their brand new EP, Hot Dog Day, covering Cubs' Hot Dog Day from EP from several years back. Yeah, so we heard the song My Chinchilla, which was released last Saturday night at the Astoria with a barn burner featuring Tough Age, Energy Slime, Needles, Pins, Fountain, and the new version of Watermelon called Milk. It was a heck of a show. Good job, Jarrett, putting that on. And then at the top there, we heard Baxi Sham Krong from the soundtrack to Don't Think I've Forgotten, a documentary about Cambodia's rock and roll scene in the 60s. And the song was BCK. Very good. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts with you for another 25 minutes. I'm going to switch things up now and play a new release by 1080p, their local electronic and dance label. And I heard the song by Keita Sano, a Japanese artist that they've just for whom they've just released a cassette. And I like it. So we're going to hear the song Search. This is Search, out now on a brand new 1080p cassette that's already sold out by the looks of it. Anyhow, the song Search, Holding New Cards. Here we go. Here we go.
Sure, reality has to be seen in a new way, but it's that is not so much the interesting part of it. The interesting side of it is, where is truth in all this?
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. The 14th annual Doxa features 89 films, 6 world premieres, and 23 Canadian premieres. Whether it's the infamous musical Provocateurs, The Residents, or master pranksters The Yes Men, Doxa is packed to the brim with radicals, iconoclasts, weirdos, mavericks, and James Franco. For more information, go online to www.doxafestival.ca.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, that was the Pender Street Steppers from their new single, 12-inch, The Glass City. Very nice. Before that, we heard Keita Sano from his new 1080p cassette called Holding New Cards. That was the song Search. Very good stuff. Just a few minutes left. I'm going to bring up, let's listen to some Torres. She's a singer originally from Georgia. What's that? Someone's ringtone is going off. I can't figure it out. It sounds like church chimes. Anyways, Torres, she has a new album out called Sprinter. We're going to give a listen to the song Cowboy Guilt. And she'll be at the Electric Owl week this Sunday. So if you like what you hear, maybe think about going down to see her. Okay, here is Torres.
Sunday best with the king of Fort Worth, Texas.
right. Sleater-Kinney from their album Dig Me Out. Oh, no. Yeah. From Dig Me Out. Dig Me Out. The song Words and Guitar. Saw Sleater-Kinney last night. I think it had been 15 years since I saw them at the Commodore. It was a lot flashier than the last time. They had lots of lights. Felt like I had a little bit of, like I was going to have a seizure at certain points. Going to the Commodore now makes me feel like an old man. I really don't like big rock shows anymore. I love going to rock shows, but those giant shows are just such a pain. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. It was a fun show. I shouldn't be so negative. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at chr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to finish it off with a song for my friend Highwell. This is Shamir, and stay tuned for Permanent Rain Radio coming up next. Here we go.